Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today we're going to talk about some important election information, share some exciting news about the Summit County UT mobile app, and give one last reminder about this weekend's community noxious weeds tour. Let's get into the news, Bridget.
All right, so the 2022 primary election is happening this coming Tuesday on June 28th. As a reminder, ballots were mailed to Summit County voters earlier this month, and completed ballots can be returned one of two ways.
The first way is to place your ballot in a Dropbox location by 8 p.m. on Election Day, June 28th. And there are 10 of these locations throughout the county. Hours vary. Some of them are inside of our building, some are outside. So check online for an up-to-date list at bit.ly/2022Dropbox. And you can also return your ballot by mail. Ballots must be postmarked by Monday, June 27th, however, to be counted. And all ballots have a pre-printed return envelope, so voters don't need to worry about a return address or postage.
If you plan to vote in person on Election Day, you can do so at Colville City Hall, the Marsac Building in Park City, and at the Kimball Junction and Camas branches of the Summit County Library. And all of these locations are open on Election Day, Tuesday, June 28th, from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m.
Finally, if you need to vote early, don't stress. Early voting is available now to voters at the Summit County Courthouse and the Kimball Junction branch of the Summit County Library from 8 to 5 p.m. on June 25th, so that's tomorrow, Saturday, and June 27th, which is the next Monday.
The Summit County IT and Communications Department presented the new and improved Summit County UT mobile app at Council this past Wednesday.
And we're excited to unveil this app because it makes it quick and easy to stay informed on all things going on in Summit County. If your recycling was delayed, you can sign up to receive county service disruption notifications on the app. Or if you want to get the latest open space news straight to your phone, you can also do that on the app. And if you want to make sure you never miss public comment on a pending development proposal or another important item, you can get planning commission agendas and county council agendas straight to your phone or email through the Summit County UT mobile app.
The possibilities are pretty much endless, and users can really customize their app experience to notify them only about what they're interested in. The app also has key functionalities like the request tracker, so that community members can do things like report potholes, pay taxes or fees, request a permit, and so much more.
And this app is free and available for download in the Apple Store and on Google Play for Android users. All you have to do is search for Summit County UT. Make sure it's Summit County UT and not Utah that you search for in the search bar. And we encourage all of our listeners to download the app today and check it out. And there is also a link to the podcasts in the app as well, so you can quickly access them there.
Awesome. And if you have any questions regarding the app, you can always email info@summitcounty.org, and the communications and public engagement team will be happy to help you.
All right, next we have the Community Noxious Weed Tour. As we know, noxious weeds come in many varieties, but all are a threat to our county's natural beauty and native vegetation.
So, the Summit County's Weed Control Program is hosting a Community Noxious Weeds Tour this Saturday, June 25th, from 10 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. to educate residents on the county's most wanted weeds.
And at this event, residents will join Dave Bingham, who is our weed superintendent, and Dan Pena, who is our weed enforcement officer, and they'll travel to three locations, to Richardson Flat, Jeremy Ranch, and Summit Park, where they'll learn to identify and control noxious weeds on their own properties, such as Dyer's Woad and different kinds of thistle, for example.
The bus for the tour has filled up, but residents are still encouraged to come join in on the fun. They'll just have to take their own vehicles to each stop. Gloves are suggested but not required if you plan to join us, and coffee and pastries will be provided before the tour begins. If you would like to join, please just give us an RSVP at bit.ly/weedsRSVP.
and that's coming up soon. So if you are interested in attending tomorrow from 10 a.m. again to 12:30, make sure that you do an RSVP. But that's all the news we have for this week. So tune in next week for more on Summit in 6.